This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A candlelight vigil is planned tonight in commemoration of the 10-year anniversary of the Aurora movie theater shooting. The 720 Memorial Foundation has invited people to gather at the Aurora Municipal Center in honor of the victims. The event will also include a procession by law enforcement and a group prayer. It's scheduled to begin at 11:59 p.m., the same time the tragedy occurred 10 years ago. As the state remembers the shooting, U.S. Congressman Jason Crow says more needs to be done to keep the community safe from gun violence.
We live in a community that's been scarred and traumatized on a massive scale, and our children and our neighbors live in fear and trauma over the next school shooting, the next street shooting, whatever it might be.
Congress recently passed the first gun safety legislation in 30 years. El Paso County Sheriff candidate Joe Roybal will not face criminal charges after allegations of election bribery. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more.
Roybal won the Republican primary last month. Soon after, a video surfaced showing the owner of a gun range offering discounted admission to anyone who signed Roybal's petition for candidacy. A complaint was later filed against Roybal for not intervening. In a letter, Pueblo District Attorney J.E. Choster called the allegations, quote, reprehensible, but said he didn't believe a jury would convict Roybal and that the signatures weren't enough to disqualify him from making the ballot. Roybal says he wasn't aware of the rule and will comply with the requirement in the future. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
It's 84 degrees in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.